Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach John Malloy, talking Jeff West girls basketball. The Lady Tigers are 12-6 on the season and 9-4 in the Big 7 League. And last week we were talking about a potential league title, but knew the schedule was going to be brutal in the last couple games, Coach, and indeed it was. Sabetha at home and then Nemaha Central on the road last night. You fall by 3 to Nemaha and by 10 to Sabetha, and I guess it sounds like the story is kind of similar for whatever reason or reasons right now. Team just struggling a little bit to score the basketball here.
Yeah, we are offensively challenged right now. I'm not sure exactly what the remedy is. The name of the game is put the ball in the hoop, and we're having trouble with that right now. But, both games, our defense has been really good. Our whole philosophy, is defense first, and we always have this idea that if we can keep teams in the 35-point range, we got a chance. And, we kept Sabetha to 34 and we kept Nemaha to 30, and then and if you look at just that, you're going, well, you guys did a good job. But the fact that we couldn't even score 30 points in each game is definitely concerning, and I've just got to do a better job as a coach to prepare my girls and figure out what the remedy is here moving forward so we can get some more buckets.
Do you feel like you're getting shots and just missing them for whatever reason, or do you feel like it's tweaking things to get more higher percentage shots or better looks maybe here?
I just think it's just not going in. I mean, we were, I think, 3 for 19 from the 3-point line versus Sabetha. And I hear that, heard that from Nemaha and from Hiawatha, the games that they lost to them, that they were the same boat. They just couldn't make shots in those games. And you got to credit Sabetha to their activity on their defense and stuff. But, there's times where you just struggle to put the ball in the hoop, but you got to figure out different ways, whether it get transition buckets so you can get away from that half court offense where you're struggling to, create turnovers and try to get some easy stuff in transition, get to the free throw line, whatever it is. We've got to figure out different ways to score when it seems like there's a lid on it.
Well, the good news is that your final two games are at home. They are back-to-back nights. You host Riverside Friday and then turn around and play Council Grove in a non-league matchup Saturday. But it's kind of weird how this shapes out, Coach, because then you're going to have an entire week off next week before sub-state. So, man, I'm sure you'd love to find a way to get a couple wins here at home and get a little confidence and momentum back before the postseason, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure. We definitely need to get some confidence back. And that being said, I don't feel good about playing Riverside at all. The way that we've played and struggled, they're an up and coming team, and they've got a bunch of really good players. They've got the tools in place to be a team that can upset anybody. And the way we're playing, I'm not looking forward to playing them, let's put it that way. But at the same time, I know what we're capable of doing. It may just be as simple as having a good game where the ball goes through the hoop for us and we make a few shots and we get our confidence back and then we're rolling again. So I'm hoping that's it. Regardless, our defense stays strong and we can keep Riverside in that 30 to 35 point range like we tend to be able to do with teams, then we give ourselves a chance either way. But yeah, we get a couple of wins here at the end of the regular season. It'd be great for confidence and momentum for sure.
You bet. Well, best of luck finishing the regular season. We'll talk next week and peek ahead to Substate. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
Coach John Malloy of the Jeff West girls. We'll talk Tiger boys hoops right after this timeout.